name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are three noted in Holy Scripture who fasted 40 days and 40 nights: Moses, Elijah, and our Lord Jesus Christ. And by every one of them, through their fast, idolatry is either cast down or left behind. Idolatry, anything that gets exalted in the place of, equal to, or above the Lord our God. Those of you who are here on Ash Wednesday, you'll remember one of the things that I shared. We noted the truth that's there in every one of us, that God is not entirely the complete treasure of our hearts. We have not made Him completely the treasure of our hearts. There are other things within us and other things in this world competing with God within our soul for that place as the greatest treasure. By 40 days of fasting, with Christ present with us, all of our idolatries can begin to be destroyed, just as with Moses, with Elijah, and just as Christ fasted and overcame the idolatrous temptations of Satan himself. I want us to glance at these three fastings, these three men: Moses, Elijah, and the Lord our God. First, the fast of Moses from Exodus in chapter 34. So if you'll remember, God called Moses to the top of the holy mountain, Mount Sinai, to come and be with him. And while he was there at the top of the mountain, we're told that he had no food and no drink for 40 days and 40 nights, as he was there in the presence of God, and the cloud of the glory of God had descended and covered that mountain. But what did it look like to the people? We're told that that glory at the top of the mountain, we're told that the earth quaked at the descent of God, that there was fire and wind circling the top of that mountain. And there Moses was led up to be with the Lord his God, fasting for 40 days. Fasting, yes, but listen to this, please. Fasting never went without receiving. Fasting and receiving from God. For God would reveal himself at the top of that mountain to Moses and would give him his holy commandments, written by his finger on the tablets of stone. And if you remember, from that very time of fasting, being in the presence of God, what did Moses appear like? He appeared like the very glory of God. He was radiating with the glory that he had beheld as he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And when Moses goes down from the mountain, you remember what he discovers about the people? They are given over to idolatry as they worship the golden calf that they themselves had created to worship. Oh, how so much of our idolatry is us making a god, crafting a god out of earthly distractions in our lives. We so many times build a calf of our own. We build a calf of our own. So what does Moses do, having spent the 40 days fasting in the presence of God, receiving God and his word? He goes down with the tablets of stone, and with the tablets of stone, as he casts them down, the idol is destroyed that was set up in the place of God. Idolatry was thrown down and crushed as God led Moses to be with him, to fast for 40 days in his presence, where God shared himself with us. This is the Lenten fast. This is our fast. What about the fast of the great prophet Elijah from 1 Kings in chapter 19? Little background: Elijah had just slain all of the prophets of Baal who were idol worshipers. And the wife of Ahab, Queen Jezebel, sought to kill Elijah for his actions. So Elijah flees from that world that was filled with idolatry, and he goes into the wilderness, and the scripture tells us that he fasted for 40 days, ate nothing for 40 days in the wilderness. And after those 40 days, an angel sent by God leads Elijah on the journey to ascend the same mountain upon which God had met with Moses. In a cave on the side of the mountain, God asks Elijah an interesting question since he led him there. What are you doing here? But Elijah's answer is very important. He says, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts. And that word zealous, please understand what it means. It means that Elijah had been starving for God. Elijah was weak in fear. Elijah had an insatiable thirst for the Lord God of hosts. You get the sense of this incredible longing and need for Him and Him alone. I want you to hear this. You and I cannot be zealous like that for God. We cannot be zealous like that for God as long as these idolatries remain in our life. It will hamper our hunger for Him. It will douse our thirst for living water. And we need God above all things. And so what does God do with this beautiful answer of Elijah? He grants him his desire. He grants him himself. He tells Elijah, go to the top of the mountain and stand before me at the top. And upon that mountain, what would Elijah experience? Listen to the description. Earthquake, fire, and wind. Very similar scene that we saw with Moses at the top of the mountain. And finally, God would ultimately reveal himself to Elijah by a still, small voice. What do we see with Elijah? St. Ambrose summarizes it perfectly. St. Ambrose taught that Elijah fled from the world of the non-eternal and idolatrous. How? By fleeing into the wilderness and fasting for 40 days. After which time, with a great hunger, he is led by God up the mountain to be with God, where Elijah could behold God and be strengthened in his innermost parts once again. This is our fast in Lent. It's the environment, it's the prescription of the Lord our God, where all of our idolatries can be put down and we can ascend the mountain to behold the Lord our God. What about the 40-day fast of our Lord Jesus Christ from our gospel reading today, the very fast that Lent is modeled after? Think about this. What is the first recorded ministry of Christ on the earth for us just after his baptism? And don't think the miracle at the wedding at Cana of the water into wine. That's his first miracle. But what is his first ministry beyond his baptism for the salvation of us all? God the Word is led by God the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And after Jesus' fast is complete, after the 40 days, the absolute originator of all idolatry, Satan, comes to tempt Jesus with all of his idolatries. And the three temptations that our Lord Jesus Christ would face, the church fathers see them as umbrellas, each one of them, where underneath each one of these umbrellas is every temptation known to man. He was faced with them all. And the first one was gluttony. And what is gluttony? It has far more, it's not just food. What is gluttony? It's a powerful craving within us for things that we will never need. A powerful craving for things that we do not need. Or to think that we can find what we need and be satisfied in anything but God. And so we crave after things that never bring satisfaction. That is spiritual gluttony. Jesus, you've fasted for 40 days. You've not eaten for 40 days. Do a miracle. Turn the stones into bread so that you can eat. And Jesus responds, I don't need that. I have no gluttony. What I have is zealousness for my Father in heaven. All I need is every word that comes from his mouth. The second temptation, vainglory. Excessive pride in one's abilities and achievements. to show off in front of man what we can do and to make a spectacle of ourselves. Jesus, he took him to the top of the temple. Throw yourself down from the temple in front of everybody. Throw yourself down, and you know the angels will come and not let you perish. They'll rescue you. And the final idolatry, rooted in pride itself. Jesus, worship me. Worship me. And I will give you power, and I will give you all the kingdoms of this world. Our Lord, having fasted for 40 days, then throws down every temptation and overcomes all idolatry, showing himself to be zealous for his Father alone. And you know, as we say about our Lord Jesus Christ's baptism, Christ our God, he himself had no need for the waters of baptism unto salvation. Those waters needed him, and we needed him. It was by his presence in those waters that he consecrated and sanctified waters for the baptism and the cleansing of souls and the reunification of man to God. We needed it. The waters needed it. In the same way, the Word of God did not need to fast for 40 days to overcome Satan. He never ceased to be the Word of God, the authority above all. His fasting for 40 days sanctify the 40 days for us by his presence in the 40 days. He knew what we needed. We needed him. We needed his presence in a 40-day fast. And I say it again. There are three noted in Holy Scripture who fasted for 40 days. You've heard them. Moses, Elijah, and Christ our God. It shouldn't surprise us then when Jesus led his disciples, Peter, James, and John, up Mount Tabor, where the glory of God came down upon that mountain, and Jesus was revealed in all of his glory at the Transfiguration. Who was it that appeared with our Lord Jesus Christ? Moses and Elijah, who had fasted for 40 days, led up to a mountain to be with God, that God may be revealed to them. My friends, let's get rid of the deceptions that keep trying to get thrown into our mind. That the 40-day fast of Lent is a man-made tradition. We have to cast that down. We are to fast for 40 days. A path that was forged by our Lord Jesus Christ. A path where our idolatry is cast down in our lives so we may obtain what our true heart desires. To go up to the mountain where God will be with us and we can clearly behold him. You know, on Ash Wednesday it struck me, there was something that revealed this to us in the hymn that we sang that we always sing as the processional hymn of Ash Wednesday, 40 days and 40 nights. The first two verses of that hymn, the first one talks about Jesus' fast, calling our attention to it. The second verse is how we are to join with him in that fast. And the rest is the results of the fast for us by the Lord our God. Let me read to you just three brief verses showing what God desires to do in this path that he's forged for us, if we'll accompany him on it. It says, then when Satan strives to press flesh and spirit to assail, struggling in the wilderness, may we neither faint or fail. For heavenly food is ours, and in faith's high hopes we live. Riches too come down like showers, brighter far than earth can give. Holy peace and truth divine, joy and gladness, light and love all around like angels shine, tokens of our home above. That's our fast. And Christ himself is our reward. He is the treasure we gain from our fasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.